Good morning. 7:17 a.m. on Sunday, March the 19th, 2017. It's 40-something. High 40s, almost 50, according to the backyard thermometer. It doesn't feel that warm, but I'm building up a goodly amount of heat in jacket. I'm not wearing my long johns. I'm not terribly cold. My ears are a little nippy, but we're good. We're good. I walk by this sign every day, or many days, 60% of the days, according to my average. And what it says is actually RLR LLC. I don't know what it means. There's little tiny letters underneath it explaining it, probably, but four times out of ten, when I walk by and I look at it, I think it says RIP LLC. And I'm going, what? And then I realize, no, it's not. It's an interesting idea. It's almost a story prompt there. RIP LLC. So yeah, I got back into the book yesterday. I've got a lot of work to do today. The deadline for Colorado Gold proposals is in like 2 weeks. So where we've been getting 5-6, this week we've got 26. Here are a couple of geese. They're up someplace, lost in the tree line here. I'm anxious to get back. I'm hungry. I want my oatmeal. Oatmeal with cranberries today. So yeah, I got back into the book yesterday a little bit, and things are happening, things are moving a little bit. I need to put on my headphones with my soundscape and turn off the rest of the house for 2 or 3 hours today, if at all possible. far as Equinox, local at the moment of Equinox is like 4:29 tomorrow morning, Mountain Local, Mountain Standard Time. Let me try to get out. This morning I was out at sunrise. Or very near it. Sky was quite lovely this morning. There's some clouds that got illuminated. I was about 2 minutes too late for the peak, I think. I was putting my boots on and realized the sky was largely illuminated. It didn't seem so exciting when I actually got out in it. It's still pretty. Take off the gloves. I am working up a bit of heat. So I had to... My meditation homework on focus was to get a small pebble to act as a focus object. Which should be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. It should be quite good. I've been enjoying my meditations. They're only 10 minutes. They're actually like 12 minutes with the intro and outro and everything. And yesterday I had an extra 2 minutes worth of video from Andy. So there's a couple of new stores not too far away. One of them is a Good Times Burger. The other one has been bothering us for a long time because they started building it. Wow. Weeks ago. And there wasn't any sign out front. There wasn't any coming soon thing out front. So we didn't really know what was going in there. And just from the look of it, the arched windows and with some red metal roofing and... I looked at it and I thought, you know, that looks a lot like it could be a Taco Bell. And my daughter is with me. She said, "Really? You think so?" Oh, here comes a big flock of geese. Pretty. And you can all say it with me now. Monk post. I was talking about something and I completely lost it. This is what ADHD does. I don't know, doesn't matter. Oh, the stores. And I said it looked like a Taco Bell. And my daughter's with me and she's going, oh, really? You think that looks like a Taco Bell? I say, well, not exactly, but I get that sort of vibe from it. Sign went up the other day. It's Fuzzy's Taco, which is apparently a chain. And I'm looking forward to trying them out. Apparently I will need to try Good Times too, because since they actually opened a week or so ago, and there's been a line around the block ever since. So now I want to go and try Good Times. Interesting. Pieces of tree down here. The neighbor was working on taking down some of their trees yesterday. Neighbor diagonally across the intersection. The next door neighbor has a fire pit of some flavor, so he squaffed up some of the pieces. I don't see that he got them all, but truck calling a boat on a trailer. March. Huh. Fishing. My father and I used to fish. He had a little boat that he put on a trailer and he'd drag around. And we'd go, you know, various places. And I lived on a little pond, Raymond Pond. And in the spring he'd come up. I didn't live there very long. It was during my first wife time. In the spring he'd come up and we'd go fishing. And it was always, we go, you know, early. April 1st or ice out is I think the rule, or was the rule in Maine. And so we'd go fishing. And it was cold. God, it was cold. And the lines would, you know, freeze to the pole. It was so cold. Water splashing up on them. You had to twitch your line every once in a while just to break the ice off it. Oh, we used to laugh. Later, he got his boat in the ocean. ...24-foot Alban cruiser. Lovely little boat. It was just the right size for him. My stepmother. They go fishing. They go Cabot and Damariscotta, and they go down Damariscotta River and fish around in the shallows there. We go out in the summer, you know, and we're on the ocean, so it's not like it's 100 degrees. You get out there, you get a little breeze blowing, it's 75, it's pleasant. Fish biting, we don't care. If they're not biting, we don't care. It's a, It was very relaxing. It was very relaxing. And I can't tell you the number of times one or the other of us would say, "Don't seem quite like fishing, does it?" Because there wasn't any ice freezing the lines. Don't seem quite like fishing, does it? Okay, here we go, along the park. Good morning. Sun's well up by now, but it's up behind that cloud deck, so there's no strong light. It's bright enough, but it's a very diffuse light. Yeah, that one tree is dead. Look at that. The willow. Little crab apples all got little tiny green leaves on them here. That crab apple looks winter killed. Its bark is split. These big crab apples, they are lovely. They are so beautiful. They all seem to have made it through the winter, budding up nicely. They're a nice shape. They're a very not crab apple shape. They're very upright. And maple fuzzing up. The buds have broken open. They have little leaf tips sticking out now. But here I am at the back gate. 19 minutes. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.